Welcome along to Lorna Parke here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy to keep you company over the next hour. Another busy show between now and 7. Daoiseach hurling boss Davy Fitzgerald will reflect on last Sunday's defeat to Cork. We'll also hear from Tipperary manager Liam Cahill and Kerry boss Stephen Malumphy, who are in attendance at the Dylan Quirk Foundation fundraising launch. The Waterford Minor Camogie team are preparing for Sunday's All-Ireland A final against Cork. We'll get the thoughts of manager Mark English, as well as Faye Murphy and Emer O'Neill. We'll also hear from Bet Carton as the senior Camogie team prepare for a Munster semi-final with Tipperary. And last of all, we'll get the thoughts of Waterford ladies boss Pat Sullivan. Well, the Waterford hurlers sit bottom of the Munster Championship table after that disappointing 9-point loss to Cork last Sunday. Daoiseach boss Davy Fitzgerald was in attendance at the launch of the Dylan Quirk Foundation fundraising drive in Clonulty Rossmore on Tuesday. During our chat, we spoke about injuries, Austin Gleeson, and the upcoming meeting with Clare on Saturday week. But first of all, I asked him about the late Dylan Quirk.
Listen, you can win and lose matches and people get over the top about it. When you see what happened to Dylan last year and how it's affected his family and different things, you know, it's very important that we realise what life is about.
Going back to last Sunday, Davey, you said you were going to have a chat with the players afterwards. What did you say to them inside the dressing room?
Listen, I was just trying to figure out why the same energy wasn't there that we had the week before. And like, we didn't have the same energy. We didn't apply ourselves. We went from doing stuff that we'd worked on the last few months. We went back to stuff that probably done in previous years and that we've been trying to steer away from a small bit. We realised a few different things. We're not happy with the performance. I think it was very similar to Limerick's performance. You say Limerick lost by a point. Limerick could have lost by 6 or 7 easily. They got a goal at the end, and I think Clare missed a few chances as well. I think our performances are similar enough. So it was. We just have to look at ourselves, get ourselves better for the next day. Are we out of the championship or not? I think a better reflection of our team is the Limerick performance. I'd like to think that's what we're about.
What aspects of the performance do you need to fix, Davy, for the next day against Clare?
I think our intensity anyhow has to be better. I think we had a lot more sharp puck outs against Limerick, and it made us structurally way better. So it did. Puck outs is a big thing in a game, believe it or not. I know we look into that a lot from different teams, and it was the first time I think Limerick actually got well beaten in their puck outs. It was against us, in the way we did them and the way we set up against theirs. I felt we weren't as good on the breaks the last day as we were the first day. So there's a lot of different aspects. They got a free player in middle of the field at times. We know now how that happened. We didn't figure that out on time as the match was going on. They had one fella that arrived at midfield. We now know what the story is. And I suppose Cork got a look at us the week before. I had zero idea what Cork were going to bring to the table. I didn't have a clue what they were going to bring. You take the Jack Prendergast decision. If we got that penalty, probably there could be a man down for a while. The 2 or 3 goal chances, Stephen had a good goal, hit Callahan in the head. Peter Hogan had a decent chance that was saved on the line. Patrick Fitz had another chance. Like, we convert 2 of them, we get the penalty, it make things probably a 3 or 4 or 5 point game. And people say, that wasn't too bad. We lost by 9 with, I feel, a lack of energy. But also we have to realise certain things, chances we didn't take. And maybe very unlucky with that decision early on in the game.
Will Austin Gleeson be ready for a 70-minute game the next day, David? It was a bit of a surprise that he wasn't in the starting lineup against Cork.
Well, if people are surprised, they need their heads examined. Austin Gleeson had no training done in 8 weeks, 7 or 8 weeks. You can't just play a lad. It would be totally irresponsible of me to put him out there and absolutely brain dead to do something like that. You don't put out a guy who has played no full game yet this year because he was injured, then got back and got a good block of training done, and then was out again for 7 weeks and did not train very little for 7 weeks, 7 or 8 weeks. So you can't. That is actually ridiculous to think that. And so whoever's listening to stuff like that, they'd want to cop themselves on. Will he be in contention for next day? We'll see how the 2 weeks go at Trim, if he's getting back up to the levels required. Like, the way we're looking at that is, yeah, we could start Aston, but we'd have to pull him off after 45 minutes, and I prefer to finish with Aston rather than start with him. Grand, asking a lot, 9 points down, but other teams have been 7, 8 and 9 points down and come back and done it in certain situations, so I don't accept that one. And I'd like to think that we would weigh up things sensibly on that, and I'm happy with that decision that we met.
How was Michael Kiley after Sunday, David?
Michael Kiley more than likely be missing the next few games, so he will, which is a killer. And he got injured last Friday night in training, he had 5 stitches in his hand even playing last Sunday, which was a tough ordeal. We didn't know was he going to make it or not, but Michael's a tough lad, and he's had it tough. Like, he was out already with an ankle injury, I think, for a leg injury for 6 weeks already. He missed league through suspension and injury, so he's just been getting unlucky. Shane McNulty re-injured his leg last Monday night, so it was broken, he was back, and he went out doing a bit of work and it reoccurred again. Yerla Daly isn't far off being back, so, like, we're not complaining, but we've had a few injuries, that's it, but we'll get on with what we have. And listen, I don't really mind what people think, and if we deserve a bit of stick, we deserve it, 110%, but I really enjoy working with these lads, and I'm going to stay working hard on them, and those who want to get behind us and stay with us, brilliant. If we win the next game or two, fine, but we're going to stay with this process, and be it this year or next year, we're going to get it right. We will get this right, and I believe in this bunch of boys, I really do.
So is it the hand injury or the leg injury that Michael Kiley has ruled out with, David?
It'll be ruled out with the leg.
Right.
Yeah, the hand injury, the stitches will come out in a few days' time, but the leg injury, he's going to be ruled out with, I have a feeling. He's in for scan tomorrow, but we're pretty certain that it's going to be 4 to 6 week job minimum.
So you're looking at Michael Kiley, Shane McNulty out for the rest of the Munster Championship?
Yeah. That's it. Hopefully get Earl Daly back, Tig de Burca gone. That's the way it goes. Like, we just hit a spell of a few injuries, not our fault, you know.
What message would you have to the Waterford supporters out there, Davey?
Sure, listen. The Waterford supporters have had ups and downs, right? There's been a few years where just we're not competitive in Munster. I think last year they fell away badly. I think this year what we did exactly was we tried out everyone we had to see what we had in the league. I needed to see who was who. And we needed to try out our panel because we've been missing some through injury and whatever. Our first championship game against Limerick, I think we showed what we're about. We were a bit flat the last day. I need to get a consistency into that team, right? I've told the county board, be it 1 year or 2 years, whatever it takes me, I'll give it everything I have, and I'm going to unturn every stone I can. I know the lads believe in the process. All I can ask people is, and I said this year, there might be a bit of pain before a bit again. I mean that. We're at it 5 months. We're going to work extremely hard. This team will be competitive, and I'm telling you that. We will be competitive, and there will be, please God, good days ahead. If people feel like giving a stick, I can't stop them. Off you go. And you can give it to me as much as you want. I don't really care, tell you the truth. I know the players are working hard for me. I know the county board will back me and we'll give it everything we can. And in 2 to 3 years, if I can't get them up to a level where the players and the supporters aren't happy in 2 or 3 years, you won't need to tell Davey Fisher not to be there. I love winning. That's all I've done in any place I've gone, is I want to win. And I will give it my utmost. But Give it a chance and see how we get on. And if you're not willing to do that, then work away, do what you got to do. But I'm just going to keep working hard.
Just looking ahead to the Clare game, Davey, you were in the Gaelic grounds on Saturday night to see their win over Limerick. What impressed you about them that night?
I honestly feel that night that they were 6 or 7 points better than Limerick. Like, they got a goal at the end, Limerick did. Clare had 4 or 5 bad wides at the very end. So Clare are a good team. They were right there with Limerick last year, so they were. I've worked with, I think, about 10 of that team I've had my time in Clare. There's a number of them still with All-Ireland medals in that team. They can't be just a bad bunch of guys. Clare are going to bring a big threat. Will they rate Waterford? They probably won't rate Waterford. They didn't in Ennis last year. And I know the talk around Clare wasn't very complimentary probably about Waterford last year after that game. So we know the challenge they're going to bring. And I suppose their management is 4 years into the process and they've won nothing. And they're still there. working away. So how does that head up, Tomás? And we're talking about supporters not being happy after 5 months. I don't know.
You're going toe-to-toe again with your former teammate, Brian Lohan. Davey, what's the relationship like between the two of you at the moment?
Ah, sure, listen. There is none, and there never will be, and that's it. But at the end of the day, I'm a Clare man, and if Waterford are out, I'd like to see Clare doing well. That's the way I'll be, 110%. But when Waterford come to play in Clare, I'll be doing absolutely everything I can and giving it 110% for the Waterford boys, and my team and my management will be the exact same.
There must still be a lot of respect though between the two of you, given what she soldiered through during the 90s with Clare.
I don't think there's any point talking about me and Brian. Our thing is there, and it is what it is, and that's it. So just let that be. It is what it is. We've a massive difference in opinion. I think you should always treat people with respect. That's very important. That's all I'd say on that.
David Fitzgerald, thanks a million for your time as always.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Lár na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.